Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Greetings, Radio City. Would you believe Alan Freeman here, better known as Fluff? I want to send greetings to all the members there of Radio City because I'm told that you are celebrating your first birthday. Happy birthday to... And to all the lovely patients there of the Nottingham City, Sherwood and St. Francis Hospitals, we say congratulations to Radio City for the way you cater for them so magnificently. All right, it's been a pleasure joining your birthday celebrations. Keep up the good work and take care of yourself. All right, and... Ta-ra. And don't forget Saturday. When Big Ben strikes 2 o'clock on Saturday, it invites all music lovers to a 3-hour musical banquet, a continuous feast of caviar in the form of the latest albums and your own carefully chosen album requests. Saturday challenges your memory, asking you, can you get on the right track? All these things come to pass every Saturday on 247 and VHF Stereo at 2 o'clock on Saturday. All right. Radio City, a very happy first birthday.
247 Radio. Coast to Coast Radio.
Angelo there, Tony Blackburn here on Radio 1, wishing Radio City a very happy first birthday to everybody who runs the radio station and to everybody who listens, all the doctors and nurses and all the patients. I hope you get well soon. And once again, I hope that you have a very happy birthday and, of course, keep listening to Radio City.
The Tony Blackburn Show, 247. Johnny Walker. On Radio 1.
Greetings, this is Johnny Walker, normally on Radio 1, of course, each weekday between 12 and 2, but on the second day of April 1975, an auspicious occasion, as it was this day last year when Radio City started up its hospital broadcasting to Nottingham City, Sherwood and St. Francis Hospitals. So may I wish all the staff of Radio City, plus all those working in the three hospitals, and the patients too, the most important, I would think, very happy first birthday to you.
Terry Wogan.
Never. Yes, it is, I'm afraid, and greetings indeed to Radio City, the voices that care, broadcasting to City, Sherwood and St. Francis Hospitals in Nottingham. Greetings to all of you by the banks of the River Trent. I hope I find you sitting up, taking your lightly boiled eggs, giving cheek to the matron, and, if necessary, talking back to the house surgeons. And if you do that, you won't last long in either the City, Sherwood, of St. Francis Hospitals. And that's the whole point, of course, that you be out and about as soon as possible, for goodness sake. I understand that Radio City, over which I have the pleasure now to be broadcasting, serves 5,000 patients in those three hospitals in Nottingham. And this is Terry Wogan just wishing you well and hoping that you're feeling that little bit better. I don't know whether my voice spurs you on to greater things. Probably has a retrograde effect. But still, I hope that you'll be all up and about and taking notice before very much longer and feeling that bit better, and that this time next year, or by the time I've talked to you again, you won't still be in hospital. My greetings to all of you and all the people who serve you, the doctors and the surgeons and the nurses and even the kindly old matrons. Or the matrons don't exist anymore, do they? They're nursing officers or superintendents of the ward. Anyway, I don't want to get into a demarcation dispute. I just want to send greetings to all of you, staff and patients alike, and hope to find you well this day on Radio City. And congratulations indeed to Radio City on their anniversary. Delighted to be playing a small part in it. Terry Wogan saying bye-bye.
Pete Murray.
A very happy birthday and welcome to Radio City.
We'll be right back.
Yes, to all the lads and lasses involved in hospital broadcasting at Radio City, a very happy birthday from yours truly, Pete Murray. You serve something like 5,000 patients in Nottingham City, Sherwood and St. Francis hospitals, and I'd like to, on behalf of the patients, thank you all for the great work you're doing. I'm sure it's appreciated, and I know that when I was in hospital, I appreciated hospital broadcasting. Continued success to Radio City, and lang mye lumrik, as they say in Bonnie Scotland. Good luck to you.
Hello, I'm Chris Beard.
Hello, I'm Peter Quinn.
Hello, I'm Pete Wagstaff.
Hello, I'm Guy Morris.
And we'd like to wish you
a very happy anniversary
on your second
birthday.
Good luck.
Radio City
from
all of us here at Radio Trent.
Yes, that's me. And speaking as one who got his very first radio experience in hospital radio, I'm delighted to be able to wish you all at Nottingham Hospitals Radio many congratulations on your fourth birthday on April Fool's Day. Not a significant date, I hope. And greetings also to all the patients in the City, the Sherwood, the St. Francis Hospitals, and all the new listeners in the General and Eye Hospitals. And, of course, all the splendid boys and girls of the Nottingham Hospitals Radio Service. My very best wishes to you all. Keep up the good work, folks.
Radio Nottingham on 95.4 and 197.
Greetings to you. This is John Holmes on behalf of the staff here at Radio Nottingham. We'd like to wish you all at Nottingham Hospital Radio a very happy fourth birthday. 4 years of success so far, and I know that even bigger and better things are just around the corner. Oh, and don't forget to save us some cake, will you?
It's Radio Nottingham.
Excuse me, nurse. Do you think I could have my bedpan now? Oh, thank you kindly.
Then, gloat! Sounds like you want to eat.
Hello, Len Grote here from Radio Trent, just taking the opportunity to say congratulations and best wishes to all of you at NHR, the Nottingham Hospitals Radio, on your fourth birthday. It's certainly been a very successful 4 years so far. I've been very impressed indeed by what I've seen and heard when visiting the studios and having a chat with everybody down there. And I said, in a year's time, it'll be even bigger and better. So from all of us here at Radio Trent 301, the very best to you at NHR.
Here's Chris, what's his name?
If I've told you once, I've told you a million times. It's Ashley, the mouth of the Midlands, and I want to say a very, very happy fourth birthday to Nottingham Hospital's radio. And Ashley really does reckon that the forest are magic.
You know, I haven't been in this area long, but I've really got to know all about NHR, the Nottingham Hospitals Radio Service. You're doing some great work down there, lads and lasses. Keep it up, won't you? I began in hospital radio all about 10 years ago, and I've got a great passion for it, great affection for it. Keep it up. I hope to see you soon down there.
Dale Winter.
Yes, hello, that's me. Well, I must say, April the 1st, your fourth birthday, NHR, Nottingham Hospitals Radio, and as it's your birthday, it's the best news and espadrilles I've had all week. So I'd like to say thank you very much for providing a fabulous service for the last 4 years. May you continue for another four, and wish you a very, very happy birthday.
John Peters.
Yes, it's that man again. Good morning. I'm sorry it's a habit, but when you get up at 4 o'clock every morning like I do, you tend to say good morning whatever time of day it is. What I'm going to say at the moment is a little bit different. I'm going to say happy birthday to Nottingham Hospitals Radio. 4 years old and still going strong. Many more of them, lads and ladies too. Had the pleasure of meeting a few of you. Hope to do so again soon. But in the meantime, birthday greetings from all of us here at Trent. I think they've all said it before. We'll say it again. Happy birthday, Nottingham Hospitals Radio.
Sounds like you want to hear. It's National Opening. Radio 1.
Well, how very kind of you to let me in on your fifth birthday party. This is Paul Burnett, just trying to make himself heard above the noise of the
celebrations here at Nottingham Hospital of Radio, where they occasionally do some work and put out some fine programmes, they tell me, but not just at the moment. It's party time here at Nottingham Hospital, and I want to just say quickly to everybody who's listening to the programme right now that I hope you don't have to listen to Hospital Radio too much, because that'll mean that you're in for too long, and that's not a good thing. Get well soon, get out and listen to some Radio 1 when you can. But while you're here, listen to Nottingham Hospital Radio and a very do you mind? And a very happy 5th birthday. That's all I'm trying to say. Thank you.
Mike Reed.
Hitting the patients with many watts while they're having their bed baths or sitting on pots. 5 today, I wish you lots more birthdays for everyone tied up in knots.
Across the nation, 275 and 285. Radio 1. 275 and 285. Radio 1.
Happy April Fool's Day. Actually, this is Nottingham Hospital's radio, and this is Kid Jensen from Radio 1, wishing everyone concerned with hospital broadcasting here in Nottingham a happy 5th anniversary, and I wish you many, many more successful years of broadcasting.
Hi, this is Andy Peebles from BBC Radio 1, here to wish Nottingham Hospital's radio a very happy 5th birthday on April Fool's Day, April the 1st, 1979. To you, the patients, and all the staff, a very, very happy birthday. Have a marvellous time.
Radio 1.
Hello. Oh, people wouldn't leave their buckets around in this place. Nottingham Hospital Radio. Good grief. 5 years old today and they still haven't cleaned this studio up. Hang on a second. We've got some important people coming in later, so I'll just tidy up. My name's Simon Bates, by the way. For some reason, I always get the cleaning up jobs in radio stations. I work on Radio 1, and it's a great pleasure. Can you just put those teacups over on the other side? Thank you. Really, you ought to clean up at least once a year. I know it's a birthday party and all the rest of it. I'd just like to say a very happy birthday to Nottingham's Hospital Radio. Or is it Nottingham Hospital's Radio? Someone's dropped the apostrophe off that signpost over there. And I hope you have many more birthdays. And even more importantly, I hope that when the next birthday comes around, you won't be in listening to it. But if you are, I hope you enjoy it. Happy birthday, Nottingham Hospital's Radio. Excuse me, I've got this dustbin to get out of the studio now. I'll see you around. Bye-bye.
275-285 Tony Blackburn.
And hello to everybody at Nottingham Hospital's Radio. Well, I gather it's your 5th anniversary, so many congratulations on 5 years of broadcasting, and let's hope that you have many, many happy years ahead. And to all the patients there as well, listening at the moment, let's hope that you're up and about very soon. Anyhow, once again, to everybody at Nottingham Hospital's Radio, congratulations on your 5th anniversary.
Across the nation, 275 Radio 1.
Well, a very good evening. My name's Dave West, station manager of Radio Witham, Grantham Hospital Radio. It's my pleasure, on behalf of the management and staff of Radio Witham, to wish Barry James and all the staff at Nottingham Hospital Radio many congratulations on reaching your 4th birthday today. And everybody here hopes that by your next birthday, your 5th birthday, you will be settled in at your new university hospital. Once again, from everybody here at Radio Witham, a very happy birthday. And let's get on with that party.
Hi, Nottingham Hospital's Radio. 4 years old today, eh? I'll refrain from commenting on the date that you celebrate your birthday. I'm sure you're sick and tired of that. But very best wishes to you, to your patients, to the hospital staff, and all happiness to come from all of us here on
BBC Radio 2.
Nottingham Hospital's Radio.
Right, well, that's got the birthday greetings over with. Let's remember one or two other bits and bobs, Tony. How about some of the promotions and trailers that you've probably become familiar with from Nottingham Hospital's Radio?
Nottingham Hospital's Radio.